Welcome back to another podcast episode of Lucas Wood. And today I'm with a highly respectable figure, the Dean of Students here at St. Thomas, Rodney Takus. I chose to do Mr. Takus because of his high set of morals, and I just respect him as a person. So without further ado, Mr. Takus. Mr. Takus began the interview by telling us just a little bit about himself.
Well, I'm from Houston, born and grew up here, Southeast Houston, went to Mount Carmel High School on the southeast side, which is now, the building is now occupied by Cristo Rey. Graduated from there, went to the University of Texas, graduated from there, and went into business. And was until I was in my mid-40s, I was in manufacturing and decided to change careers and went into education. And son of a gun, here I am now.
Interesting. So you said Mount Carmel High School?
Mount Carmel High School.
Which is no longer a high school, I'm guessing?
Correct.
And was it a public school?
No, a Catholic school.
Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So how was your Catholic school, high school life like?
Very good. It was a different life than here in the sense that it was a co-ed school. Met a lot of what became very good friends there at Mount Carmel. We had a great education. It put me in good stead going up to the University of Texas. I went in with actually quite a number of college hours already, so the school itself was an excellent school and a good Catholic education.
I then asked Mr. Takus if he had a job as a teenager at all, and he went on to explain how he, in fact, did. Okay, so speaking of your teenage life, did you have a job as a teenager?
I did. The thing that always made that somewhat easier than it is nowadays is we did not have the restrictions back then on what age you had to be to do certain jobs. Mm-hmm. Today, there are those kind of restrictions. I began working at age 13 in a machine shop. And although all I did at the time was to sweep the floor, as time went by, they taught me how to actually run a machine and to engage in the activities in that machine shop. And because I did it every summer and every Christmas, I earned enough money to put myself through college, working that part-time job, and found it quite gratifying because I always had money, pocket change, and money to spend, and at the same time, it gives you a sense of satisfaction to know that you're paying for your own education.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Mr. Takus then tells me a bit about what he spent on as a teenager, his favorite music taste, and even some insight on his college life.
You said you had extra pocket change to spend stuff on. So what did you enjoy buying? What types of things? Just like food or?
Well, you know, back then, yeah, I mean, there'd be some of that. I'd go out on dates and had money to go to a movie or go out and eat pizza or something of that nature. And back then, different from what it is now when you can download and stream music. I mean, what we bought was vinyl records. And so I had money to go buy albums. I was a big music fan and could spend a fair amount of money on that if I chose to.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so what type of music did you like?
Well, I liked what I guess today is kind of considered classic rock. So I enjoyed a lot of the bands that, for instance, what people would understand probably would have played at the Woodstock Music Festival. A lot of those bands were some of my favorites. Yeah. A lot of those kind of bands, and then I'd branch off a little bit. When I was up at UT in Austin was when Willie Nelson moved to Austin. Oh. And so I became a Willie Nelson fan, and that sort of drugged me into a little bit of country music with him and people like Jerry Jeff Walker. But I guess most of it was rock and roll music.
It's good music taste. So you said you went to UT Austin. How was it?
It was great. It was a incredible experience. It not only was it a great education, but the thing I remember most enjoying about those years was the natural environment there in Austin and around Austin. It was just incredible. You could drive and in 20 minutes you'd be out in the hills. You could go in 30 minutes you'd be at a lake. It was just wonderful. Yeah. Just a great experience.
Mr. Takus then explains a bit about his life here at St. Thomas, why he chose to come here, and why he chooses to stay here.
So I, when I began teaching, as I said before, I was in my 40s already at that point. Mm-hmm. And I began teaching at my high school. I began teaching at Mount Carmel High School. My sons and daughter went there. I taught them. And I taught there until they closed the school. They closed the school in 2008. And made a transition to Cristo Rey. And I was fortunate enough, I applied to St. Thomas and was fortunate enough to be hired. So I hired in here at St. Thomas in 08 as a history teacher. Mm-hmm. And did that for a couple of years. And then Mount Carmel, the charter school, asked me to come there to be an administrator in the school. And so I left for 2 years. I did that. But it took 2 years, but realized that public school was not for me. And called up the assistant principal here at St. Thomas at the time, and I said, man, I want to come back. Do you have a job for next year? They said, you know, the only job we have is teaching English. Would you be interested in coming back and teaching English? And I said, sure, I would. So I came back and taught English for 2 years, then ended up back in the history department and was fortunate enough to teach all four levels. I taught freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And there were actually a couple of classes that I taught their history class all 4 years.
Wow.
I loved it, and I had a great time with those students.
Yeah. What grade did you like teaching the most?
The junior history, mm-hmm. U.S. history, and senior economics. Economics is one of my favorites.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think you enjoy being the dean of students, which you are now more, or just like the teacher for history?
You know, I have to say dean of students, and I'll tell you why. The teaching never ends. You still have opportunities to work with young men. That's first of all the important thing. But to do it outside the classroom, but still teaching things like the goodness, discipline, and knowledge and the St. Thomas Honor Code. And the fact I like it too because of the fact that I get to work now with all the students, not just the ones that are assigned to me in a classroom.
Mr. Takis then explains to me his opinion on his retirement and what he likes to do outside of school nowadays.
Are you excited about retirement at all?
No, I'm not. I'm not, even though I'm old and people ask me every once in a while, well, you know, why don't you retire? I don't have any inclination to do that right now. I'm enjoying what I do too much. And as long as I'm healthy, I'd kind of like to stay doing this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you enjoy it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah.
What else do you enjoy? Like, what do you do in your free time? What are some hobbies you might have?
Well, that's a good question. And I'll tell you what it's become more than anything else is now I have grandchildren.
Oh,
and I just absolutely enjoy being with my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, if I had to tell you that I have a hobby, and that's one of the reasons I keep working, I'm not one of those guys that developed hobbies like hunting and fishing and things that I just never did.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, the things I like to do outside of work are all family oriented.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Takis, so much for your time. And I think that'll conclude the interview today.
Well, thank you, and I got to tell you, you're a fine young man, and we're gonna be proud of you when you're no longer here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.